Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the BA Cells Skeletal Ballistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bell. We're here daily. Go exponentially with your help. We appreciate you continuing to pay it forward. Today, this is a mentor moment pertinent to 7K Metals, BA Cells Coolest Collectible Coin Club. Going to dig deep today in the show for about 30 minutes. I'm going to segue into it a little bit here before we take a 10-second break. Grandpa Bell's Grunts and Groans, CTFO, the business of opportunity, industry of opportunity, understanding the business model of the network marketing industry and how it works. It's instrumental and reaching the highest level of success possible. Whether you are new to the industry or a seasoned veteran, viewing this presentation is much. Network marketing, surprising truths about a remarkable but often misunderstood industry. Introduction to prospecting, the goal behind making telephone calls to your prospects. It's not for you to be doing selling. The new CTFO, one of my other income factions, is also doing the selling through attribution. I'll talk about that there with the video attribution element. I'll show you how to make a difference and have fun in making money. Turnkey business opportunity system, but I'm also going to dig deep with gold and silver. I'm going to take a look at some ways to prepare to hedge what's around the corner and what I would recommend to try to safeguard your privacy along your purchases as the banks are continued to be challenged. We'll be back in 10 seconds to pick it up. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back and thanks for doing so. A little bit later, I'll be doing my live in-studio Spotify podcast where my videos are exclusively housed until such time that they're transferred to my YouTube channel. And there, I'll be talking a little bit more at length about the 7K coins and specifically the State Animal Coin Collection that I'll be talking about a little bit here in today's show. And for the last year on the daily shows pertinent to 7K, I've been talking about all of these topics. And as it always extrapolates into legacy, my son and granddaughter, but for sure my granddaughter, Ada. Those of you that have followed the show for many years, thank you for that, by the way. Continue to do so. Ubiquitous audience, invited audience, however you have that degree of familiarity with my granddaughter, Ada, all the way up from a young child, my hands-on involvement of actually kind of co-raising her while her parents worked pretty extensively, you know, during the first 9 years of her life. So it afforded a huge opportunity to teach her many things from a very young age. Butterflies as a very young child, and raising and harvesting worms and composting and backyard gardening. And then the school system that she went to had promoted gardening with their own garden outdoors, and I had a co-joint class with one of the teachers. That's through one of my direct relationships with Mike Adams, many years with the Health Ranger at the time. He provided a grant for schools to get grow boxes to teach them how to grow foods. I applied for a grant, got it, introduced it to my granddaughters then. School at the time in first and second grade, having had the same teacher. And then I've talked a lot about coming up through as the dynamics of her life for the obvious reasons have changed over the last 3 years, and lots been happening in her own personal life as well as her friends and peers of the Gen Zers. So my intent when I joined 7K a year ago was to start to build a legacy for her as much as I could in the way of the collectible coins, which I've now done, celebrating my year anniversary. I'll soon have my 12th and or 13th state animal coin. This is all hers when I go. And her and my son have their own subscription that's alive, I think, until September, whatever they do or don't do with, you know, renewing it, rehitching, starting it, getting more familiar with the information. Stay with me. Bit by bit, with school almost done and her dad having to work around the clock, you know, pretty much, and just not having time to digest too much of anything at this juncture. Then the life of a 15 and a half year old. So I'm teaching her different tenets and have given her a few coins. She is aware of the coins. I share the animal coins with her about the knowledge and so forth. She's into it. We had a business that I named for her. And there's archival shows of our support of local animal refuge leagues and so forth, as well as teaching her the appreciation for the human body and nutrition, which is another subject we'll be working on, as I had that indoctrination in my former business life, very much retired. So this is all about me now, very part-time, but I still do it daily to this venue at this show. But it's about my legacy and introducing today, highlighting the prevalence of younger people still collecting coins to whatever degree, flashbacks to my own days of pennies and so forth years ago. And in other shows, we'll be talking about collectibles as far as kids' nostalgia, generational, mine, yours, and theirs, a la Rin Tin Tin lunchboxes for me, the Lone Ranger, Lincoln Logs, all tin soldiers, all the things that baseball cards, pretty significant one, collectibles, and the value of. Okay, so we'll take a quick 10-second break and get back to Gen Zers and Millennials. And welcome to the show. We'll be here for about a half hour. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. I think this is a good place to revisit recent past, 7K Wealth System. I'll be right back.
If you're watching this video, chances are you're curious about gold and silver and have a few questions like, why should I buy precious metals? What metals should I be buying? Who can I trust to buy them from? How do I know I'm getting a good deal? And how can I afford more? Well, you're not alone. Most people have these questions, and over the next few minutes, we'll give you an easy solution. Most people would say, I had a feeling it was important and a good idea to own precious metals, but really didn't understand why. So I didn't do anything. This lack of understanding has cost people a lot of money. Quite honestly, we don't want you to make the same mistake. We have watched far too many people struggle as the economy fluctuates, employment issues arise, or unexpected changes come up in life. Owning gold and silver can help shield you long-term against all these challenges. When we started 7K, it became a mission to help the average person get ahead by adding precious metals to their portfolio, no matter their knowledge or circumstances. We have already changed the precious metals industry by offering some of the best pricing without any minimums or maximums, period. We are now completely revolutionizing the industry and making it so anyone and everyone will be able to start buying precious metals. It doesn't matter if it's a significant amount or even just $1. The new technology provided by a partner company, Sound Money, will allow you to convert your cash to gold or silver instantly. There are no shipping wait times. There's no worry about where you're going to store it. And you'll sleep easy at night knowing that if you ever want us to send you the metal, it will be in the mail at the drop of a hat. Transferring cash, gold, or silver to other members is simple, and there's no spread costs. Let's say you wanted to send 1 ounce of silver to a friend. It's just like you would have taken it out of your safe at home and sent it to them in the mail, except it's instant, and you don't have to worry about postage, and it's much less expensive than shipping. Your friend will see the 1 ounce of silver reflected in their Sound Money wallet, and it all takes less than a minute. Being able to transfer metal instantly to someone else has never been done, and it's truly game-changing. So, you may be asking yourself, if they're willing to send me the metal from my Sound Money wallet silver account, does that mean they have it on hand somewhere? Yep. Every time you make a transfer from cash, gold, or silver in the Sound Money wallet, and carefully put that amount of gold or silver in a non-segregated Sound Money private vaulting space. When you request the metal be shipped to you, we simply take the metal you requested from the non-segregated vault space and send it to your front door. Between third-party auditing and Sound Money policy, we have to have an equal amount of physical silver or gold to meet the transaction rate in the Sound Money wallet. So, what about the security of the Sound Money private vault? Your metal will be sitting behind four layers of some of the most technologically advanced security possible. Now, one of the biggest questions we found while helping people understand the real power of owning gold and silver is, what do I do if I need cash? The old way is that you would need to take it to a local dealer who would most likely give you several reasons why he can't give you what the metal is actually worth. Or you would need to contact an online buyer who typically has a $1,000 minimum. They would tell you a price over the phone, only to be much lower after it finally arrives at their facility and they inspect it 4 to 6 weeks later. Not to mention the shipping that you paid. The traditional buyback program at 7K is much simpler and much more friendly than any other way. Now with the Sound Money wallet, it is hands down the best way to convert your metals back to cash if you get in a pinch. With one of the best buyback prices in the industry, no gimmicks, no minimums, and nominal transaction fees, you can instantly convert your gold or silver back to cash. No headaches, no hassle, just easy. So, whether you're a savvy investor who knows the power of gold or silver and the advantages of a private vault, or you're trading your first dollar for gold or silver, Sound Money will make it convenient and easy. You can finally be confident that the control is back in your hands from start to finish.
PH Sales, Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour. 7K Metals, PH Sales, Coolest Collectible Coin Club. 7K Systems. Become a member today. Authenticated. Sound Money Wallet, Stack and Sell, presenting Stack and Sell. Stack and Sell, your rated authentic collectibles. Buy it. Complete a collection, discover new finds in your created collection, authenticate it, verify in person by our expert team. We ensure every item is legitimate. Stack and Sell. Become a member today. Presenting Stack and Sell. Stack and Sell, your graded authentic collectibles. Buy it, complete a collection discovery. Sell it, Stack and Sell. Become a member today. Let's segue right into the next part. the presentation. Become a member. Welcome. Congrats on taking the next step towards securing your future and legacy. The 7K membership is designed with you in mind. Yes, you're going to get access to incredible collectibles, gold and silver, and education about them, but it is also so much more. This membership will get you on the right track, and then the 7K community will help you step by step to start building a legacy that matters. Let's take a 10-second break and we'll be right back. Hey everybody, welcome back for the close. We'll go about 10 minutes and thanks for joining us. As always, I'm going to phase out on a topic I've talked about forever. Legacy, what I want to leave for mine. And as it pertains to collectible coins in this instance, my granddaughter Ada, and what I've been accruing on a very small scale over the last year in the way of collectible coins, in my case state animal coins here domestically in the US, and a little bit of gold and a little bit of silver bullion. But I also have a subscription that I got for herself and her dad to 7K Metals that they have a few months remaining on before it comes time to renew. So this summer, my granddaughter may be helping me out on another project, actually tutoring me in Mandarin. So I've been doing this research for a couple, 3 years now on the influx of young people, especially since the pandemic, that are actually looking at, participating in, or factions of their own respective coin clubs, businesses of their own. And I did a show on marketing to Gen Zers, not only my podcast show, but moving forward for those that are Gen Zers and the other generations that of recent note has been the segment of my audience, as well as my guests, which is good. The dynamics are starting to reach out to a broader scope, and that's the intention of the show. So I'm going to be segueing into a couple of other shows about young people and coin collecting. As an example, world coins during the Renaissance, one coin collecting became known as the hobby of kings. And only the very wealthy could actually afford it back that far. Now, actually, those that are participating in selling coins, it's a big business, and not only on social media, but younger collectors are helping to drive the spike in popularity. And, of course, during the pandemic, a lot of things came to fruition with innovative based businesses and so forth. The American Numismatic Association said that it's actually seen more interest from children and young adults, and apps like Instagram, eBay, and Facebook have made collecting even easier, and the exposure. So I've had some really good conversations with my granddaughter Ada. I've given her a few coins, one about Chinese history. She's fascinated with Mandarin and Chinese history and language. Like I said earlier, she'll be tutoring me this summer, if all goes according to Hoyle, and she may be helping me out a tad behind the scenes with my podcast. Gen Zers, marketing, streaming, tools for, you know, marketing and sharing. Now, retired for me, I'm simply doing this part-time to pay it forward. So we'll be right back after this break in just a moment. Okay, closing out, my aspirations are to continue to talk about younger generations, but all generations, and creating a list of vocabulary terms, for instance, and news mismatics that we all can learn, myself included, to revisit words like averse, reverse, field, the date, the motto, the mint mark, the edge. Hopefully, having my own granddaughter enrich her own appreciation for the coins, what they mean, what they'll mean for gold and silver and precious metals moving forward in her life, in the different ways, for instance, that a coin can be stored and how to actually hold a coin. You can get into different variations. I've already started to do that with the state animal coin collections. My granddaughter and I both have the affinity of love of animals, and my past businesses named as such for my granddaughter and so forth. So after continuing to talk about 7K metals in my capacity in retirement, and having talked about gone back down to a basic subscription for me because it's working so well. However, I still market it very part-time. So anybody that has any kind of questions or interest in getting involved in paying this forward, even from a Google ambassadorship, or you are involved in a coin collecting club, or you're interested in ours, you want to join, you want to talk about it at the show, you have topics, really looking for some interaction, cross-generational, but specifically Gen Zers and Millennials, as they are the lion's share of the marketing moving forward, and chronology-wise, may have to face this for a longer duration of time in their young lives. So we're going to say bye-bye for today, and we'll be back tomorrow with more in our series of Mentor Moments, Holistic Healthcare, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Keep paying it forward. We grow exponentially with your help. Invited audience and ubiquitous audience, one and all, we appreciate your efforts. We're growing at the podcast show. We're increasing our networks and intuitive groups significantly. We'll talk about the marketing advantage of that in tomorrow's Business Mentor Moment show. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody. Thank you.